Blog Talk Radio.
The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Yo, you there?
Yeah, I was really taking advantage of the rest day yesterday. Yeah, I forgot I was laying down. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, man. Boy, I was going through, I was straightening my books up, and I found the book that Big Mama had. It came out in 1941. This book was published in 1941, and it was a preacher that was pissed off, Brother Drew. And the name of the book is What is an American? And then Greatest Speeches of the American. But the most interesting question is, he put the key on that word in the title of the book, because that's the way we study. We study with them five W's and the one H. I had already written a lecture on this thing, but I had never spoken, but I had written on it when I read this book two or three times, because what that preacher said is man, when I'm gonna tell you what this preacher said about a Democratic and a Republican Party. He got this in his book. You know how Cole taught us how to read a book. He would always say, Dwyer, he said, now you know your grandmama didn't teach you like that. That, see, I would go into the book and start reading, but you're supposed to go to the index and see what's in the book first before your ass started reading it. That's what Cole, well, Big Mama did, but I used to jump there, and Cole used to get on my butt about it, wouldn't it? And that's what I had did when I went into the index and looked at what this preacher had wrote, and he was condemning all governments. Now, listen very close what he said about a government. He said a government that was a Democratic and Republican Party, a communist government, or any form of government, he say, was a religion. Now, that's heavy, Brother Drew. He say, that shit is a religion. Now, if we sit down and put them 5 W's to that and ask ourselves them, answer them questions, them 5 W's, this man was not lying, because, see, a Democratic Party is just like the same as a church. You a church member. When you a member of that party, you believe in the Apostle Creed, and one believe in the Nicene Creed. That's all he's saying. I'm looking at this, what he was saying. He's saying you get the people to join, and they arguing and fussing and creating walls against each other. This was in that book of who is the America, what is a America. But when we do this study, we're going to place all of them 5 W's and 1 H. in a chronological order and etymology using the language of that, and the language would be that of the ancient Druid, which would be Click, and the children would be the children of Japhet. When we go back and look at who asked ourselves a question, who is an American? So the first question is that we have to ask ourselves and answer is, where did the American come from? So I find that very interesting, Brother Drew, because, see, when we go find out where the word America come from, then that history starts with Angel Land. Now, before it was called England, it was called Angel Land. That's a hell of a name, ain't it, Brother Drew? It's the land. It's the land where the angels came from. And according to the Pope said that the angels, which is a Germanic tribe that lives in Angel Land at that time period, was the most beautiful people in the world. So we have to ask ourselves, who lived in Angel Land at that time period? So we find out it was the angels the Jutes, the Saxons, the Teutonic, and the Pict. Now, we ask ourselves another question. Who are these people? They was barbarian, pagan, heathen, God worshippers, sun and moon. It was the Germanic race of people of Japheth's children that had came out of the Caucasus Mountain and went into Angel Land, which is England as we speak. Brother Jude, I find that very interesting, because see, when we go find out the history of America, it'll put us back in this time period. Then we ask ourselves another question: where can we find this word America in Angel Land? Well, that's a good question to go solve in the house, ain't it, Brother Drew? Because America in Angel Land was the biggest country, county in Angel Land at that time, and the richest county at that time period of Angel Land. And they brought this shit across the water and called it America. But we find this word, the origin of this word and the beginning of it, started in Angel Land, and America was the biggest county in Angel Land. And guess what the good white folks did, Brother Drew?
What's that?
I know the history. Ain't no damn body's history. I don't know. It ain't got the book on it. But Sister Shonda brought it to my attention. She said, have you ever seen this series that's on Netflix? And I say, no, I called A Kingdom. I say, no, I haven't. Well, if you want to know what I'm talking about right now, go pull up that series on Netflix called A Kingdom. About 20 series. They made a movie of this shit, Brother Drew, of that time period, of what was going on and how they came across, and how the Saxons, the Saxons came out of this tribe called the Saxons, where they killed the Jutes. They killed the Jews. The Jews was the most civilized of that tribe. They killed the Jews, all the men of the Jews, and kept the female, the ones that was not old. They kept the old females, they say, to work and make slaves out of them. And then they went and conquered the angels, and did the same thing with them, killed all the men that was over 12 years old, and kept all the females, and mixed their seeds with them. And then they became the children of these Saxons, killing off the Jews and the angels. They became the Anglo-Saxons, as we know of them today, who renamed themselves May the 1st, 1776, Americans. You understand what I'm talking about, Brother Drew?
Oh, yeah. That was good.
you see what the hell we done found out by studying history here, right here. See, documentation beats all bullshit conversation. See, and the Teutons, this barbarian, pagan, heathen. Because, see, if you go look up the word barbarian, pagan, heathen in the dictionary, it's going to tell you Germanic race of people. It ain't going to tell you a Hamite, a Semite. That's what they were over there. It's going to tell you they came from over there, over here. The subhuman did. It'll tell you point blank that it's over there across the water. see. And the African that was over there, he wasn't no pagan barbarian and heathen, neither was Shem children, according to the definition that they wrote, their definition of who they were. We didn't write the shit. They wrote it. But if somebody looked like me and you, Brother Drew, they have a hard time with believing what is. So you got two beings on earth. Uh-huh. And when you study with us and we break it down, you either a human being or you are a subhuman being. And if you a human being, that means you have melanin in your skin. You are a colored person. And a subhuman being is a person that has no melanin in their skin, and their hair is red when they show enough ain't got no melanin in their skin. They're suffering from a terrible disease. You just pull up and look up what tribe of people is redhead and what make them a redhead. That's your Irish and Scottish people. These Anglo-Saxons that had mixed their seed with everybody, with Germanic race of people. The very word Germanic race of people means the inbreeding. And so you have to study what inbreeding was. This is how they became the Germanic race of people, from inbreeding with each other. Just like the Saxons, they inbreeded with their sisters and brothers and mothers and cousins and everything. They inbred right here. This started this Anglo-Saxon. Now, I see, Brother Drew, that the way the Teutons wore their hair has came back into 2019 customs, because the Teutons was original redhead. And they painted themselves blue, and they painted their hair blue and red. And they were savages, heathen. Well, some of the pagans, if you go look up their history, you'll see. You got something that needs to be muted, Brother Drew.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Yeah. You there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and see these people in today's society got all these black folks with red hair, blue hair, purple hair. What tribe is this? That come from the Teutons. That was their custom that you got. There ain't nothing new under the sun. Shit. This what made them the most feared tribe at that time of people. Period in history. The Picts was the most civilized of them tribes, according to the historians. That's where Sergeant General was. Sergeant General and him, and go back and search in June, you and study Julius Caesar, you see the word, this man named Sergeant General. He was a Pict. Whooped Cecil's ass. You see it. They made a movie out of it. Go get the movie called The Druids. This is what that history is. They didn't. White folks told their history in movies and shit. You just got to know the history to know when the movie come out, Brother Drew. That's the whole thing.
Right.
Just like they told you in A Long Kiss Goodbye, they were going to bomb the Twin Towers and lay it on the Muslims. Shit, that was in 93. When did that shit happen? What year was that? The movie, Long Kiss Goodbye, came out in 93. The Twin Towers went down in September. What year was that?
I'm not sure. I'll find out.
I sit down there 8 or 9 years after A Long Kiss came out. Shoot, you better understand who this American is, because you ain't one. You ain't him. Me and you ain't him. So we have discussed and looked at the beginning history of these people that came over here and conquered the Western Hemisphere. We see them coming over here October the 23rd, 935 B.C., 935 B.C., according to the history book. And his name was Leif Erik the Red, and he brought three gods over here, Woden, Horn, and Frigid, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Brother Drew.
All right. That was
and
2001,
these people speak, huh? 2001 from one is from 93 to 2001, so 8 years afterwards, 8 or 9. The movie came out in 93. And so you do that, so see that, that's how it was, you know, in and we can look at that. We can look at that when they told us that. Now, we go back and we look and ask ourselves a question. And answer, we'll ask ourselves a question with, when did they first come over here? They first came over here as Leif Erik the Red in October the 23rd, 9335 B.C. Now, if you go Google Leif Erik the Red, Brother Drew, and October the 23rd, they say is an American holiday. And this is what prompted, you remember when I first told you that, Brother Drew? I say now, yeah. they tell you that you are not a American. Because when we find out who was the first American and where did the word American start and why did this group of people call themselves Americans, you will understand that you are not part of that family. You are not classified as an American living in America. And then somebody look like me and you is called an emancipated slave. You are not an American. But it's a lot of people that has been hoodwinked and capitalized and think they're Americans, but you're not. So when we look at this study, we can see who the American is and where we stand with the American. See, October 23rd is an American national holiday that we don't know anything about. But the Americans celebrate it. And I know they celebrate it because when we found out who they are, they celebrate it. It's their holiday. It's not the citizens' holiday of what you call yourself. And you and I are not even citizens. And see, and the three gods, you worship them every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's why you have Bible study on Wednesday nights, Brother Drew. You have Bible study every Wednesday night on Woden night. Now, when we go back and Google or read about Woden and how the history of Woden and the people of Woden believed in Woden, how did they worship him every Wednesday night? They had prayer service. Every Wednesday night they had prayer service, Brother Drew. And studying about Wooten, and then they would get in a circle and pray before they leave. Well, if I go to any damn church on Wednesday night, on Wooten night day, what they doing, Brother Drew? Exactly what these ancient pagan people did, worshiping Wooten up under a name called Jesus Christ. See, Wooten Day is God Day, so these people still celebrate their ancient. This country is still built on their ancient gods and symbols that they done conquered your mind to believe in that ancient god which came out of Babylon and put your ass on this calendar, Babylon calendar, and tell you that this is the year 2019. Well, if this is the year 2019, and September the 6th, what's the day? September the 6th, 8th, whatever it is. Whatever the day is, why was it a September the 7th, 2019 BC? Ask your ass that question. See, we ain't simple-assed people no more. See, we ask ourselves, when we put them 5 W's on your ass, this is what we find out. How could it be? See, that's a high question, H-O-W. In 5 W's and 1 H, how could it be the same day back here, 2019 years later, you still got the same day? Impossible. You can't change time or stop time. You telling a lie. Now, the only people that believe in this shit is who? The Anglo-Saxon, the American. The American way, which you get taught in the education. So you can see in 2019, 99.99% of the people that look like me and you, Brother Drew, their minds have been conquered by the American. And I'm working on another lecture called The Conqueror, The Great Conqueror, and The Greatest Motherfucker. See, that very word came out of his language, not our language, but that's him. Because he conquered every Semitic and Hamitic race of people over across the water. He conquered them and mixed their seed with them and then came over here in the 12th century and mixed his seed with the Creek Nation, the Olmec, the Aztec, the Inca, and the Maya, and the Algonquin. He mixed his seed, had babies with them, all but 100 tribes over here and all but 2 in Africa and 2 in India. This is what this great conqueror, who is the greatest motherfucker that ever walked the face of the earth, did, the Germanic race of people. And he left his history, which we can't go no further back than 50,000 years ago, because he said 50,000 years ago that the Martians conquered him. He was a human being in the Caucasus Mountains, but the Martians conquered him, took him to a state, bred it with him and had children with him. I tell you this, in the 6th chapter of Genesis, he had children with me, and they became giants, and they became what Homer the Greek called a Neanderthal. And from a Neanderthal, he evolved into mankind, a kind of man which was a subhuman being. That's the reason we have to break down the shit in beings. Subhuman, human. Who way and who mind do you have? Do you have the mind of the human being or the subhuman being? Do you have his way of life, his belief? You had to know him because you got to live with his ass, but you couldn't be following his ways. in your book, Proverbs 3, verse 31, that you say you believe in, clearly tell you, him and not your oppressor choose none of his goddamn ways. And then when I ask you who you are, you'll tell me you are a black Gentile if you are a Christian. That's what you'll tell me. You a black Gentile. Well, you should have asked yourself a who question. Ha ha. How did your ass become a black Gentile? And then you find out that you was a zip goddamn fool for saying you a black Gentile. And same way with saying you an American. You ain't no damn American. But you claiming. That means that you suffering from the curse of Ham, Brother Drew, because you say you're an African American. That means you came from the Hamite, the Southern Hemisphere, and your daddy was a American which came out of the Northern Hemisphere that raped your mama and you the baby. That's who the African American is. And you got a bunch of them with magna cum laude, summa cum laude, and doctor's degree, and don't even know who the first African American was or what that some bitch is. See, that's how this, your mind been conquered by his belief and way of knowledge. And all the books that you say you a Hebrew Israelite, you say you a Christian, you say you a black Muslim, and you got black on each one of them, because that let me know that you wasn't the first one, the white one is. And if you a Hebrew Israelite, you had to sit there and kiss that Jew's hand and feet before he taught you, and you become a rabbi with papers. If you're a Hebrew Israelite, that's for all the Hebrew Israelites. That's what I know about y'all's ass. And how I know? We're the one with Brother Drew.
Yeah.
We went to their conventions, didn't we, Brother Drew?
Yep.
We fellowship with them because they thought we was Hebrew Israelites, and we wasn't. We was checking them out. We had conventions with them and stuff, and every convention, Cain would whoop that ass for them. That was funny. To the standpoint, they say, Cole broke up the convention, Brother Drew. Cole had them divided on even the rabbis that was with Elisha. They were divided on the teaching when Cohen got through teaching, and I got through whooping their ass with history. But Cohen was popping their ass in the Bible, and everybody going to Cohen to get the answer. Their members was, and they eventually broke up and split. And some of them, most of them, went with Cain down there in Tallulah. This is how we know what we know, Brother Drew, because Brother Drew was part of that study group when we were studying all of this shit that we're talking about now. And this is how you get answers, is that you can see this. The first American, let me rush on through, Brother Drew. The first person that said themselves was an American was John Hancock. And the reason that he said that he was an American was Lodge Number 1 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, opened their doors to their first chamber. If you don't understand what I'm saying, because I'm going to just tell you the story right quickly. They opened their doors to the first chamber of the lodge for the people. These was the aristocrats that was in this lodge, that was the aristocrats that had came from the 13 countries together and put together Lodge Number One, meaning that all the aristocrat nations that lived in the 13 countries, which you know as the 13 colonies, they was countries then, not states, not the New England state. They was New England countries at that time period. All the aristocrats had Lodge Number One, which is still in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's a museum right now. They did all of their works there and started a country called America, named after a county in Angelland. This is who the first American was, John Hancock, who was original. All of them was Anglo-Saxons at that time, and they became Americans, these 72 families. This is who the first Americans was. They're 243 years old as we speak. This word American in this country and up under this system came into existence, up under the form of government, the form of religion, the form of education, the form of thinking, the form of being America, meaning that you're born in America and you educated in America in American ways, your customs, your name, your beliefs, your culture. It's all American. It makes you the all-American nigga. Brother Drew. It's the truth, Brother Drew. It's funny, but it's the truth. It's the truth. And you have to be very careful with your thinking to get rid of this motherfucking American way. You got to be very, very, very careful in your thinking and crucial thinking than to pick up the ways of that. I'm and y'all versus the American way. I'm and y'all is the ways of a human being. That was the first way. Versus the ways of a subhuman being, who his teaching is that of God. See, all nation of people got a God. All Germanic nation of people, they believe in gods. They don't believe in Amun-Ra's teaching. They believe in the teaching of the God of that nation. And all of them gods got different creation stories. You got 330,000 different one of these gods that has came into existence at 4000 B.C. is when religion and the worship of God got started with the Semitic race of people who were Shem's people, who called themselves Hindu. Their name was Sanskrit. That's their language. It started in the southern hemisphere when the children of Japheth conquered the Divinian tribe. We're going a chronological order on that ass, Brother Drew, and that's how it was, that's how it's written. In 2019, that's how we didn't write it. Somebody else write it. We just telling the damn story of the writings in your damn book. Now you can Google the shit, Brother Drew. We don't have no hard time seeing it no more.
Right.
We can just tell the story. Tell it like it is and not like it was, because it's shown up, goddamn it, the way. This voice that you hear is just like Brill Cream, a little dab of do you. Yeah, you remember that commercial? You know, real cream, a little dab of doo. Shit, this goddamn voice that you hear, let me tell you some of my pedigree, and I'm going to be like my daddy now. This voice that you hear is just like wholesome bread, good to the very last goddamn drop. Just like Folgers coffee is mountain grown. It's when my daddy tell your ass shit when you effing with me. Shit. And this boy, see, I open up a can of whoop ass on you. That's what my daddy would say. Shit, that's the reason they call me Real Whoop Ass Junior. He dead now, I'm the senior.
All right.
talking shit. Yeah, if you want to mess with this voice right here, like Daddy used to say, I don't give a flying fuck about you. And nigga, if you got a doctor's degree with a magna cum laude, summa cum laude, or cum laude, if you don't know that you ain't no goddamn fool, I put your ass on center stage with everybody looking at me and make a damn fool out of what you say you know and got your doctor's degree of a sophite system in. I'd tear your ass up where I have you, where you can sit on a mustard seed, Daddy say. He cut his ass, Brother Drew. Daddy say, I'll carve on your ass, nigga, where you can sit on a mustard seed and your feet and ass still won't hit the goddamn ground. You ever seen how big a mustard seed is? Daddy said, that's when get through carving on your ass with this double-edged sword coming out of my mouth on what you say you know, nigga, this year. That's what I know. That's what I know, that I got that same pedigree at 73 years old, and 73 is what, Brother Drew, is 10. Meaning I'm on Amanyah's number. I talk shit. If you want to call it shit, hell yeah, I'm talking shit. But I'm backing my shit up with documentation beats all bullshit Christian religion conversation. Documentation, that's what we got right here in a chronological order. It beats all conversation. I know the story. I ain't scared of your ass to tell the story. We ain't scared, is we, Brother Drew?
No.
Oh, yeah, I got something. Now, next Saturday on the 14th, I'll be at Doc's Bookstore at 4 o'clock in the evening, Brother Drew. You can tell your people, and we're going to make some flyers. And the subject is the making of an African-American. How was you made an African-American? Somebody made you an African-American. And you got people don't even know who the first African-American is, but they say they African-American. That's a damn fool. So if you say you're African-American, then no, I'm going to make a damn fool out of you because you don't know how you become it, and you ain't that. That ain't who you was created. That's who a subhuman told you was, and a person that had the knowledge of a subhuman and believed what the subhuman said. That's how you became African. Remember, we'd be at Doc's Bookstore. You can Google where Doc is. It's in Fort Worth on Lancaster. I don't know the address. At 4 o'clock next Saturday on the 14th, Brother Drew, if you can make it, I sure appreciate it. You come over there with your camera and film it. Yeah, I forgot you film too. Because Paul going to be over there, and I told George, and I told Twin, he going to be over there. But you can come film it too, the making of the African-American. We're going to have a panel after where we can answer any question that you want to answer. We want to deal, it's the Xerox Twin thing. He want to deal with anybody, but more so the 15 to 40-year-old, the millennial, who they call the millennials. He want them to be able to answer, ask us any question, and we tell them where they can find the answer to it. And we don't have no problem with doing that. But your co-pose will come up. So if Cahane came up, it'll be another A+. But if you can make it, Brother Drew, you come film it.
Okay, I'll let you know. I have to look at my schedule. I know I had some stuff already pre-scheduled, but I'll look at it next time.
Yeah, we'll be there next week on that. But this country is ran by Scottish Rite Masons families. The three groups that run this country now is the Bilderbergs, the Council of Foreign Relations, and the trilateral group. These three groups, when we do the study, we know that these three groups run a place called America. America is a cooperation. It ain't a country. It's a cooperation right now. It's done. Otherwise, it done moved up from what it started as into a business cooperation. They first started off a country, but these families now is a business cooperation that merge with each other up on the Council of Foreign Relations, Trilateral, and the supervision of the Bilderbergs. And I do say supervision because that's you had to know how government runs now. Government runs, you got a country. You got a country. You got thousands of countries. And these countries is owned by one government, which is Zionism, which would be the Bilderbergs. And you know them as Rothschild. And so you can see this right now. You know, they known as Rothschild. Zionism is the number one government. Number two government is communism. Number three government is fascism. Number four government is socialism. The fifth government is all right-wing governments. That's how what order each government come in up under Zionism. And so we know this for a fact because we studied all of this shit, Brother Drew, and we know this for a fact. So when we study and ask ourselves, I wanted everybody to know that when we ask ourselves who the American is and where did this word first came from, we can check the history out right now and see that you and me, we ain't American. We live in America, Brother Drew, but we ain't Americans. We live up under the American system in a place called America. And this person is known as the conqueror. He has conquered you up under his system in his mind of God. He got you. If you believe in God, then he got you. The subhuman got your butt. So that's his word, God. Ain't no such thing as a God. Every nation of people has a God. God is man-made. Man did not create God. That's a hell of a thing to get out of your mind, Brother Drew.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You see, that's a hell of a thing. Once your mind been programmed that there's a God and there's a spirit and there's a worship and there's a higher being, there's a this here, within your mind is still subconscious. You're not conscious until your mind can release you that the word God doesn't exist in your story. It only exists in the subhuman being story, not the human being story, but the subhuman being. Your mind got to focus on that and drop the word God and all of its understanding and creative thoughts of spookism. Because a spirit is what? A spectrum. A ghost is a spectrum. I mean, you got to understand these words that you believe in and what the definition of them. Your mind has got to be what they call in y'all's book, renewed. That you don't believe in that shit. You know where it come from and whose teaching it is, but it ain't your teaching. And some people, you can't tell that they ain't a God. So you know that when they mind get to that point, Brother Drew, they They got they the Holy Ghost. You ain't gonna change them. They ain't gonna. They can't see, and that person is unconscious. That's what we know. Next week, Sister Shamna should be in, Brother Drew. Yeah, I don't know what she's gonna talk on, but I know next week she'll be talking on something. She I let everybody know. So I would say Shema Yahawadah, Yah Avin Yah Ika Kamadiyah. Till next week, Brother Drew.
Kamadiyah.